I'm not talking into the mic. I'm refusing to talk into it. Check, 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 testing. One, two.
Buckle my shoe. You know that I am not fucking with you. And if you fucking with me, then you can go take a do. Cause I ain't not shit on Papa the Boo. I'm popping a butthole. Yeah, you ain't nothing.
Popping a butthole and letting the nut go.
Appreciate you.
Matt's had a hard day, man. Let's not.
I bet he has. Huh?
Let's not roast Matt. Let's roast Roger. What does he do all day?
Probably nothing. Roger reminds me of my manager back at Food Lion. All of us would stock the shelves, and then there's Roger, like, who orders us to stock the shelves,
right?
And makes triple of what we make.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's how I look at it in my head.
Yeah, that says more about you than it says about Raj, in my opinion.
I'm just kidding, Raj.
I had already listened to the Mortal Technique album, but I listened to a little bit of it on the way over here. Yeah.
Boots, Zoom In, Timberland?
Tim's.
Are they new?
No, I've had these for like a year.
Really? Yeah. Why do you have these?
I've decided to step up my game.
And trying?
Yeah.
Like, you look at the colors now.
Yeah, I like try to at least put something together.
Especially actually is pretty good.
You think it's
good? Not going to lie. Because the boots kind of hit with the hat.
Okay.
The black, of course, goes with both colors.
Yeah.
And the hat just like perfectly,
it's like a sandwich.
It's like the boots kind of go with the hat,
and then you got the
matching.
Maybe we'll look at this camera.
I don't even know how to explain it, but it does.
What do you
work.
Guys think? Would you fuck me?
And then you got me.
You look good too.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I just don't.
No, you look good.
Did
look
I?
Fine.
When I look back at old videos, I'm like, what the? I didn't care. No one cared.
Oh, at old
videos. No one tried to be cool besides maybe Bose.
Yeah. But dude, for the 100th episode, I've been in 3 podcasts today, by the way, so I'm running out of fucking things to talk about.
Yeah.
But
I thought we were going to have Trippy and APG, so I was like, today will be easy. But then I walk in, or first I don't see anyone, or Matt was here, but I walk in, I was like, let me guess, we don't have them.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I didn't even ask. I was like, so then I texted Paige and blamed her.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Cuz
she's not busy either.
Is she here or in LA?
I don't know. I think she's here.
Is she? You didn't see her?
I haven't
today,
seen
though?
Her today, though. Oh. So she might be in LA.
Oh, she was in LA. That's why I texted her, just to fuck with her.
Just because you miss being in LA?
Yeah, I do love LA. I do love the reads.
But in the 100th episode of the Optic Podcast, we did like a little, like, it was like an 8-minute.
This was
like,
the Optic Podcast or 100th episode?
It was the
100th today?
Episode today, yeah. We like popped, not champagne, but one of those like New Year's Eve things.
Anyway, confetti.
Like confetti, yeah. But yeah, we did like a little like 8-minute like rewatch of all the best moments of over the past 100 videos. And I didn't realize this until today, but
Roger told Matt to put that together.
Yeah, probably. I could tell it was True's editing. I could just tell. But I didn't realize that we started over when we got to Texas. So like the Optic Podcast, I think started over in the Hex Quarters. So I think we're really on like episode 150 because we did a bunch in the Scuff House.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't even remember who was how many episodes were at the Scuff House?
I don't remember.
I feel like I only remember being on there like...
Yeah.
Do you remember the one time we were on there
and we did that thing?
Synchronized?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fucking weird.
See, I remember like some of them. I remember... There was obviously the episode with Dirk was like super famous.
But that's about. I remember me being on.
Did an episode with Castro. I remember that. But then yeah, it was like, it was. I think the consistent guests were
Big T and Bose.
And then we switched around. But then some people started, you know, not being able to make it. But I think those episodes were really cool because it kind of like set the groundwork for what the Optic Podcast has become. Like it's like. You know, either myself or Hector on there, and then the guests or like the other people on the podcast are like totally different people. So you get a different vibe for every podcast, which I think is pretty, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because in most podcasts, it's the same people every time. Maybe they rotate a guest in.
Well, I feel like in most podcasts, and I feel like I brought this up on the last few, but most podcasts, it's like the two hosts or something, and then they have, at least the podcasts that I watch, there's always a new guest, and I click for the guest.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would, my dream for the Flycast would be have a different guest that like we're actually sort of interested in. Every single week. And like, I know it's not going to happen every single week. Plus in esports, I don't even know how many, like, I wish we had some like Joe Rogan, Lex Freeman.
See, I think we
status
could
status to where we could pull people that aren't we just can't pull, in, not just esports.
We can't pull like A-listers, but we could pull, we could pull, I feel like us having a podcast that consistently gets like 40-50k views is insane. Like that's good. That's really good. You can't compare yourself to Joe Rogan in the yard and fucking
I'm thinking of like our future guests, and it's in, I don't know, there's only like so many people I could even think of.
I think we can get, but I think we can get people that we enjoy. Like Mike P would love to come on here.
Yeah.
And that would be really fun. We can get, you know, we can get
I want to get Nadia on here.
Nadia would never come on here.
See why? Has she done a podcast? This would be great. Yeah, she would could explain on, everything.
She would go on like Faze's podcast.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know. It,
I'm
maybe.
Surprised she hasn't gone on one.
She went on Jake Lucky's podcast.
Oh, really?
Jake Lucky would come on here.
Even, I think I texted the list in the Flycast. It was just like random people. I think because we haven't talked to Pamaj in so long, having
Pam,
his
Pam would be
goofy, dumbass back.
I would love to would have
be,
Pam here.
I'm sorry, Pam. I didn't mean that. What's up with me lately, man?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? You're a hater lately.
yeah,
you are a hater.
Bro, even with my girlfriend, like, I found myself recently talking a lot of shit about people.
Damn.
Not like someone from, not like someone from Optic or like someone on the internet, or it's literally people I'm seeing in real life. Like when I'm walking through Target, or like if I, the way I'm seeing someone
just
drive.
Like Joe Schmo over there.
Yeah, I constantly just keep pointing at, like it's like I'm like trying to it's like I'm trying to make myself feel better by like pointing out how I would never park that way.
You're just now doing this? You haven't done
it's
this?
Not, well, it's just nonstop now.
Oh,
I, okay. I've everyone does it.
Yeah.
But lately it's been nonstop. Like I just constantly try to convince myself that I'm smarter than everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like, but it's not even that I truly think that. It's almost like complaining when I complain on video games. It's like I'm not actually fucking crying nonstop. I don't actually care that much.
Yeah.
But it becomes just like
a thing. A
yeah. It's just become a habit lately to just fucking complain about every single.
You should start doing this, man. Every time you go to complain about someone, stop yourself and think, what's one positive thing?
I have
thing?
Sometimes.
What's one positive thing I could say about them? And then you say, that lady's shoes look nice.
I do sometimes.
Oh, do you?
I have to. Because I'm like, this is like 15 times in a row in the past hour. And like, I'll stop myself and my like girlfriend will think it's fucking hilarious. And I'm like, what am I? I'll literally just stop and be like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I need to chill the fuck out. And this is why we need Ace TV on the podcast. Me and Formal were... Or for some reason, he was in my my once a month stream, and he was like, "Want to play Apex?" Join my Discord. He played like two games, but he was like asking me about Ace. Have you seen Ace's tweets?
I saw one.
If you followed him on Instagram,
I saw one a couple days ago that I was like, "Damn, I hope he's all right."
Was it him sort of raging? I saw one on Instagram, and he was raging like, "Don't you fucking get it?"
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, and just talked about like how he used to hate life. Basically, was it that one?
I think so.
Yeah. I can't. Me and Formal were kind of talking about it. And it's like, is he? If you don't know, Ace is one of my old Halo buddies. I don't know if they should know who Ace is by now.
Yeah.
As much as he's been mentioned over the
he's
years,
he's a world champion free for all winner, 1v1 winner.
Yes, FFA to 1v1s.
FFA
yes.
to 1v1s.
The global champ.
The global champ.
Yeah.
It's funny, at the sidebar, at Halo Worlds, there was banners for every national championship and world championship, and then there was one banner with just Ace on it.
Damn. That's kind of epic, though.
That is kind of dope.
Yeah, Ace is one of my best friends. He's going on his fucking, he's been in, we try, I try to, if you go back two episodes, you'll hear me mention wanting to get him on the podcast, or I think, and it's like, we were supposed to have him, and I think we were trying to get APG and Trippy at that time, but it's like, APG's taking his world champ break. Yeah. He's like, nah, I don't want to do nothing. And then Ace just goes to Mexico randomly. He was like, yo, he was like trying to get me to go. And if I was single, I probably would have went.
You for sure.
I probably would have been gone these past 2 weeks. I for sure would have went. But I'm not single. So it's like, what's the point?
What's the point of leaving?
Yeah. I'm wifed up. He randomly disappears to Mexico. I don't know. I think he's in Tulum or something, but he's on this fucking weird, I don't know if I could, do I, yeah, weird spiritual journey. This dude, like, I felt like I was into it a decent amount, especially when I was taking Adderall. I was, for some reason, since I've been sober, I haven't meditated. It's like, it seems impossible. I just always have to stimulate my mind on something. It's, I don't fucking know. But when I would take Adderall and Xanax, I feel like really a lot more interested in the spiritual fucking aspects of the world and meditation and finding yourself, even though I don't even like that term anymore. But yeah, he's on this weird spiritual journey. I think you really got to follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, I should.
Aaron Ace Elam, I think, maybe on Instagram, but we can't tell if he's losing it or not.
Yeah, it's always how it is.
I've been thinking about doing some, have you ever heard Joe Rogan talk about doing ayahuasca and whatever the fuck else?
I've heard him talk about a bunch of different drugs.
People
but.
Go to Costa Rica or like Peru or in the fucking jungles with shaman and they stay there for a week and they drink this fucking liquid or smoke DMT or some shit and they just have some crazy experience and it changes them and then they're hippies and they care about the planet, then they get in shape, they eat healthy, and then but for some reason it seems like they're happier. But point is, I feel like I kind of want to try something like that. Yeah. I don't know when.
There's some shit in LA too where it's like on a complete different spectrum but same idea, is that they like, you didn't watch the Lil Dicky's like TV show, did you?
A little bit. I did.
You know that place where he goes and
it's been a long time.
Who's the producer with like the long beard? Mike Dean?
I don't know.
Mike
Dean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So he goes to like a house. I think, anyway, no, not Mike Dean. The other guy. Old dude.
Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
Rick Rubin, right?
So he goes to like this place and Rick Rubin's there and he's like, get rid of your cell phone, get in these robes, and it's like a comedy.
Rick Rubin's
thing.
Like that. He's fucking like a hippie spiritual.
So apparently like that, I mean, obviously that was a comedy sketch, but that shit exists in LA. Like we're like, you need to get away from it all, and it's basically like rehab for everything, not just
rehab. Was kind of nice. Looking back
imagine.
At it, it's fucking.
I can imagine, because I went on a cruise one time. It's just such a funny transition.
Rehab
was great, but like this cruise I went on, I went on a cruise one time, and you had to, you can't. There's no Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So you have
so
to like
no point
live?
Of being on your phone.
Yeah, you have to like do this weird thing where
your phone's
you
basically
live.
Useless.
Yeah. And I just remember I've thought about that cruise for the last 4 years because I'm like, it's the last time I was like completely disconnected. And like that was really
nice.
What
was that for? A week?
Yeah, for a week.
Like, it's weird. Obviously, when you're first in rehab, and well, some rehabs, like fucking rich ass places in LA or fucking where the celebrities go, you can take your phone and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, they're the expensive bougie ones.
Yeah.
To where Lord knows how much they're fucking paying. Probably like hundreds of thousands for like a 30-day rehab. But I don't really agree with that stuff. or like with being able to take your phone, I think it's really good to literally get away from everyone. Yeah. And so where I went, right when you get in, you get rid of your phone. Obviously, you're on either drugs or alcohol. So you're crashing off that. The first, it fucking sucks while you're in. You think it fucking sucks while you're in there. First week was really bad. First 2 weeks was bad.
Like the first
third week, it was like I'm you're sort of getting more comfortable with the routine and stuff. Yeah. Fourth week, it's like, damn, it feels, it's almost like you're like graduating and
you're like getting out.
You're just counting the days to get out. So that it's sort of like a high. Yeah. Like you're almost looking at yourself like, I did it. Like I'm for that, like the rest of my life ahead of me now. Like
in your rehab, were you only with month long people, or were there 6 month long people there too?
No, just months. Just no, was 6 months. Six months is crazy.
Well, I think maybe 3 months, because I know there's, I know there are 3 month rehab, like
probably
stands for sure. I just didn't know if they were.
And
probably,
there's also a lot of people go to, what are they called? Sober living afterwards, to where they move into a house that you it requires you to be sober, and they'll live there for like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
I think they try to convince me. I was like, there's no chance. And then they like bring it up a few days later. I think it'd be really good if, you know, the percent of you staying sober increases by, but I was like, there's literally no chance. But you go in, fucking give up everything, or give up your phone. You only have, I think I only got to, you basically had one contact that you could call per week. Or mine was my mom, and I could call her, I think, 3 times a week. So it was like, besides.
Yeah, your mom was texting me updates every 3 times a week.
Besides fucking your circle of rehab friends, you're literally
cut off,
just not in the world out
so
here.
So wild.
Like I think when I got out, like Drake had knew something. Out.
Formal had moved from LA.
Formal
to here.
Was I was yeah.
We had a new
I got
COD
out.
Team.
I'm like, Formal's living here.
Yeah.
New COD team. It's fucking weird. It almost seemed like you're in jail. But living in those times, or living through it. It sucked, but I remember every now and then we would have people that used to go there, and they would like Skype in, sort of talk about their experience afterwards. Now, if they're still sober, and like, yeah, man, I went there a year and a half ago. I know it sucks while you're in there, but like, honestly, I remember one guy being like, honestly, like if I could go in there right now, that'd be a vacation to me. And while you're in there, you're like, shut the fuck up. Like, this place fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But now looking back at it, I'm like, that kind of would be nice. Like, I'm fucking on my phone so...
Yeah.
I'm kind of on my phone, so I'm just mindlessly on my phone looking at fucking TikTok. I can't. My brain...
Dude, TikTok is a drug. I don't care what anyone says. TikTok,
it's fucking insane. It's like... When you find a good YouTube video and you're like, fuck yeah. Like, yeah. I've been watching a lot of, what's crazy is I never watched a Mr. Beast video before. And over the past 2 weeks, I've probably watched 40 of Mr. Beast videos.
Really?
Like, that's kind of like me and my girlfriend's thing in the evenings. Yeah. We'll watch like 3-4 videos of Mr. Beast.
When you find one thing that like hits that right spot in the brain. And then you like search for that kind of shit. Cause like once you're done with Mr. V's videos, I mean, actually you have a lot of other YouTubers that are very similar. Like I would watch Ryan Trahan. I think that's how you say it. I would watch his videos after you're done with all the Mr. V's videos.
What does he do?
Same thing.
Really? Yeah. Just like on a lesser scale.
Just like, but he does like challenge videos for himself. Is that the
dude that starts with a penny?
Yeah. That guy.
Oh really?
Yeah. But I didn't watch any of those. I watched his other videos, like his challenge videos and stuff. Like they're really good, really well edited too.
Yeah, I haven't seen his challenge videos. I saw the starts with a penny. He'll trade it somehow for a pen or something, and he somehow has to make it across America somewhere.
I didn't watch it, but yeah, I remember watching like Casey Neistat's videos, and I was like, man, nothing hits like. Nothing hits like Casey's videos. I mean, same with David Dobrik's videos. It's like, whenever he edits it,
he really got canceled, huh?
No.
You don't think? No. Is he still making videos?
He just opened a pizza parlor. He just opened his own pizza
restaurant. But is that a desperate
He ran out of money, so he had to open a pizza parlor.
No, but no. It's like, he is he still making videos, or no, has it just like pretty much stopped?
So he was making videos, and he was doing this like what was it, like a National Geographic, no, a Discovery Channel, like a TV show. And so he would like travel around the world and go do these like safaris and shit.
Would he like eat bugs and shit?
I don't know if he ever ate bugs, but him and all of his friends like traveled the world and did stuff like that. And that was post cancellation, so he's fine.
Oh. I did see he opened a fucking pizza place.
Yeah.
I was like, did he just completely disappear and now he's trying to,
I mean, I think that's everybody's goal, is to fucking disappear eventually.
Or any, I don't know though. I feel like YouTubers are.
Shout out to Doc, by the way. Did you see his
alcohol? Is that his?
It's his, yeah.
Yeah, we need that.
I have a bottle.
We need, FlyCast needs sponsored by that.
A FlyCast sponsorship.
I've replied to the tweet and said the FlyCast needs that.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get a response.
No response, yeah.
You know what's crazy is Doc actually DM'd me maybe a month ago, and I still have yet to open the DM.
Why?
He DM'd me saying thoughts about like a new song he was making or something, or what? Like feedback. And I saw it like, I didn't even know I got it. And then I think someone else DM'd me, and I opened it, and Doc DM'd me, or I saw Doc DM'd me like 4 days ago,
yeah.
Something about the new song or a new song. And I was like, fuck. Damn, it's been like 4 days. And I think I was depressed or something. So I just never opened it. Damn. And then it turned into like 2 weeks, and I still haven't opened it because I'm like, I'm just going to pretend
right
I
now.
Never see this.
Open it right now.
Well, I don't think we can play it. Well, we definitely
can't play it. But open it.
Yeah, it's still 10/2/22.
Thoughts on another song sample.
And I still haven't opened it.
Damn.
Wait, it doesn't even have anything attached. Just thoughts on another song sample?
Just say, what you mean?
Thoughts on your alcohol sponsoring FlyCast?
No. I think it's really cool that I think you can tell like Doc is, I mean, as much as he loves his stream, I think he's trying to, I don't know, this could be me putting words into it, or me like, I'm just guessing, but with his ownership of Boom and his ownership of this
Boom
new
TV,
yeah, his ownership of this new thing, and then, you know, especially with a new game coming out, like, you got to think, like, he's
got to be sick of that shit.
He's setting himself up for what he's doing after
this is why
Doc
I want to fucking teleport back to fucking like 2016, set myself up for something.
Dude, the thing is you still could do it.
I know.
So
in
do
five
it.
Years, I'm going to be like, man.
I wish it was 2022.
I'm
going to
be in a trailer park and be like, man, if it was, bro, I could have clutched up so hard in 2022.
Nah. No, but it's cool, like, because he doesn't brand, well, he does, but his bourbon, it seems like he's branding it around Guy Beam, not Doc, like his actual government
name,
should. Which is so cool.
Slow, maybe like a slow transfer. Was
That's
Doc in it at all?
Doc was in it out of the very beginning. Okay. He was like looking at the shelves, and then it like
I feel
cut,
like it kind of has,
and it's like literally Guy, and his hair is like sleek back, and
it's
he's
weird
because like
he is
pouring.
He's attractive, in shape, tall.
No, he's the coolest fucking dude, yeah. And he's so. I mean, I don't know how Doc feels about like people talking about how he actually is. He is so shy. Yeah. He is a very withdrawn. Like
it almost kind of reminds me of myself. Like if I in person, if I'm meeting sort of unfamiliar people, I'm definitely not, unless maybe I'm drunk or something, but I feel like I'm definitely on the shyer side. And like, yeah. If I had a whole costume, like I'm acting, I don't know, something about.
No, it has to be easy. It has to be way easier. Cause the first time I ever hung out with Guy, I went to, we were in London for the, I think you were with, no, you went to the room, I think. I was in London for the eSports Awards.
I was passed out.
For the eSports Awards. But did you go drinking with us before? was myself, Hector.
I blacked out after the esports awards.
Okay.
Like, so I think when we were leaving, I saw a clip when the awards were over, I think we're leaving or something. And I saw a clip and I think I was like talking in Hex's vlog or something. And I was like, wow, I don't remember that at all. I just remember waking up in my hotel room at like 2 a.m. And I think like you and Lottie came in or something to fucking check on me after the casino or something.
So I remember at, we drank like 4 hours before the event started. Like we went out and got a drink at like a bar. Met up with the Desserto guys. That's when I met Lottie for the first time.
I was there.
We were there. And he's just such a normal. It was the first time I had met him like out of character.
I don't really remember meeting Doctor.
See, he's such a chill guy. You could tell he's a little introverted, but he loved talking about the business side of everything, like Twitch Prime, H1Z1. Like we were talking about all that shit. And then 3 hours later, he's in costume. It was like a light switch.
Yeah.
It was like yeah. That was when the whole like Raul.
Yeah.
He was doing all that shit, and it's got to be so fun, dude. It has to be so much fun. I love shit like that.
I do too, but I feel like I would, like I said a little earlier, it's like he's got to be sick of it. Because like when he puts on the costume, there has to be so many days he doesn't feel like. I mean, there are times you go into a stream or it's like you'll see a clip and it's like Doc ain't feeling it today.
Right.
Like he just doesn't give a fuck. He's just getting this like shift over with. Like,
yeah,
he's definitely not in that alter ego or whatever he would call it. But I feel like at this point he just has to be. I would be over it.
It's funny because...
Especially going to live events.
The thing is streaming is so... You have to... Unless you're Summit and unless you're Shroud, you have to do something different. Yeah. You have to be energetic. You have to try a character. You have to do something... You have to... I mean, I'm thinking about Touche. You have to like get fucking wasted and be really good at like casting. You have to... Like the people that have blown up, Timmy... with his 48-hour streams and hitting Predator, like, you can't just go on stream and play.
And who is there that can play? Shroud
and Summit. That's it. Because
not even like Tim the Tatman.
Tim the Tatman is like, he's a comedian that streams. Like, he is very fucking funny.
And he's always with his crew.
Like, even Nick Merckx, like, he goes on and yes, people are like what he plays, but he dropped a fuck ton of viewers whenever he went from Fortnite to Apex, but he stayed on Apex and the community that came with him because they like him. Like they like watching him. And it's like, and it's because of his whole like demeanor and his like fucking.
I watch Nick and I'm like, he's a good streamer.
Right.
Like I'll just click on and I'll sometimes like, when I'm trying to stream now, I'm kind of cringe, huh?
I don't. Story of my fucking career.
Yeah. Like, imagine, I don't know.
Imagine seeing me, like in the moment.
It's almost like it's not natural anymore.
In the moment, it's fun. In the moment, he's on the gulag.
Well, there's certain moments where
it's
like. And
then I look back and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, I don't think that's cringe. Because.
Okay, that one popped. Think about the 500 other ones that don't pop.
But I feel like that in that moment of the gulag shit, you like weren't thinking about it. It was just happening.
Yeah.
Because like some of my like best Twitch moments are, it's like I'm not thinking about it. It's just like I'm, for some reason, I'll get in moods where I'll genuinely be hyper, genuinely be loud,
100%.
Pissed off, happy. Like today I had some fucking weird spurt of this, like I had two, or I dropped in going to Apex. I have two teammates and like they think they're just the cool dudes hopping on, but they kind of like pissed me off. Like I dropped with them in the same building, And then I take the gun. They're like, this motherfucker take. And I just unmute my mic. I'm like, yeah, my bad. This was your, like, I was screaming like, yeah, my bad, bro. This is your building. And then they're like, ah, oh, this dude a weirdo. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking weird. I'm like, yeah, sorry, guys. I'm not chill like y'all. And like, I don't know. I just fucking.
You just got genuinely pissed off.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, these are the guy, they're searching duos and they're going to complain about anything their fucking teammate does. And yeah. I hate those people. Like, those are my worst fucking or my most hated fucking people to match up against.
Yeah.
The people that are talking in game and it's, man, this, where the fuck is? And they're like, they're calling out their teammate. It's like, I don't know. It pisses me off. But I just had some fucking outbursts today. And then afterwards, I was just like. Like, was that a little much?
Was that cringe? Dude,
was that fucking cringe? But I was almost like, I don't know. At the time, I found it funny.
The thing
so
is,
I didn't
like,
really
you can't
care.
Go too over. I mean, you can't go too over the top. Like, Ninja's over the fucking top. Ninja's way over the top. That's the number one streamer. That was the number one streamer in the world.
But he was.
Kai Cenat right now is way over the top.
Sometimes I'll even see clips of him where it's like, oh, he's.
Speed is on
trying.
Another fucking plane.
Speed hits 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Some Kai clips, I'll be like, I don't know. You can sort of tell if someone's forcing it. I think I saw like a rage clip of him, and I was like, he knew that was the time to rage. Like
for sure.
He reacted a millisecond too late and was like, oh shit, this is the clip to rage
right,
at. And I don't know. You could just like sort of tell. Speed, I feel like, hits 100% of the...
100% all the time.
It doesn't matter. Who the fuck can say, he'll rage and be like, I fuck little girls. I mean...
He said that?
Yes. Bro, he says that all the time.
Are you serious?
It might have been for, like, a certain amount of followers or subs or something that he had.
And people are just like...
Or, yeah, but, well, his chat's laugh my ass off.
Question marks.
And then, but people do say, oh, he's 17, so you can't really say anything or, like, something like that.
Once he turns 18, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, probably not. Is he 18 now?
I saw an apology tweet today. He's still 17.
Okay.
He's still apologizing for that Valorant clip.
What was it?
The clip where he said, like, you're a woman, you can't play or something like that.
Really?
He's still apologizing.
Bro,
for
he has said
he's
dude, some insane shit.
He said some crazy shit.
But his fucking delivery is on point 100% of the time. Every single fucking clip I see of Speed is just like, it's fucking, it's... Bro, he is fucking, he's my favorite streamer.
Speed?
I never watch him. I just see his TikTok clips.
That's
damn, I do need to watch.
Shit.
Is he on? He's on Twitch.
It's most surprising. No, Twitch he's on YouTube. He got banned off of Twitch.
Damn. Yeah, I gotta check out his. I don't. There's not a single YouTube stream I watch.
Yeah,
I need to start watching Speed a little bit though. The only thing I see of him is his TikToks, which takes up 12 hours of my day. Still, just fucking non fucking stop, man. I can't fucking stop, and it's fucking hot in here.
Dude, it is hot.
This is the hottest it's ever been.
No, I'm actually going to go pee and then take off this.
Okay. Holy
shit.
It actually is never hot in here until it starts. Until it's. Yeah, I'll read off our sponsors. What's Doc's fucking. I'll read off the sponsors. What is. Everyone listening, it's just taking a piss, man. It has been so hot in these last few fly guys. I'm talking, if I saw a thermometer or thermostat, I guarantee it would say 90. Like, it is actually insane. It's got to be 86, 88, 90, something like that. But yeah, guys, this episode 592 is brought to you guys by, hold on, I can't fucking load anything, I'm fat fingering, this episode of the Flycast is brought to you by Black Steel Bourbon. They've officially sold out. the taste of victory has just begun. It really has here on the Flycast. See, man, this would be fucking perfect. If you guys are watching this episode, clip, actually don't clip this. Just send, copy, paste the YouTube URL, tweet it at Dr. Disrespect, tweet it at Black Steel Bourbon. I don't find, dude, you gotta, just give us a little something, you know? Maybe send a bottle. Fuck it, I'll put the bottle here a few episodes. I want an alcohol sponsor. Even though I'm sober now, I've actually been doing really good. I'm going to tell Hitch. I don't know if I've told Hitch yet, but I've stopped vape. I've stopped weed. I haven't smoked weed. I haven't smoked weed. I haven't smoked vape, cigs, like 2+ months. I'm doing really good. I'm in the fucking gym. I'm getting fucking yoked. I'm going to ask Hitch about this when he gets back. I think I kind of want to try steroids. Is anyone listening right now on steroids? I'm just kidding, man. Don't fucking do steroids. Especially not right now. I'm way too average to do steroids. I gotta at least hit my natural peak. Black Steel Bourbon. Let me see this. Let me see this shit. I'm already plugging this. I see good things coming between the Flycast and Black Steel Bourbon. Shouts out to Dr. Disrespect. Sorry I didn't get back to you on the DM, man. I just fell behind. I was in a bad place. I was in a fucking rut. I'm tired of getting into fucking ruts, man. As avid...
Yeah, you were sad boy tweeting for a little bit. What happened?
I don't know, man.
I had a few people text me and say, you got to check on Nick. So this is me checking on you.
No one has to fucking check on me.
People do have to check on you.
No, not anymore. I'm alive.
No, not like that. Just like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, one of those. I don't fucking know, man. I don't know what's been.
Has it turned up, or are we still there?
The thing is, I've quit weed and vaping, and I thought that was going to help. I don't know. I've been so fucking, I'm just tired every day. Fucking, I don't know. For some reason, I was depressed. I did, and... not streaming makes me depressed. Then I think it's just the sense of like feeling like a loser.
Yeah, I can see that. That
so it's
sense.
Like I almost know the answers, but it's almost like why was should I still feel? Am I depressed because I'm not streaming, or am I not streaming because I'm depressed? But I think it's more so
catch-22.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
It sounded good.
It probably works.
Whatever that means, it definitely worked for that.
I think that's what that means, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel I got into.
Well, maybe I think maybe your issue is you don't want to stream. You want to be productive, but you don't want to stream.
I'll go work out, and I'm getting fucking strong. Not gonna lie. I've finally gotten back to the bro bodybuilding weights routine, and I don't know. I just feel strong these past few weeks.
That's good.
But yeah, fucking streaming's just I don't know, man. I think Addy killed it for me. If I took an Adderall right now, I would go home. I could play 8 to 12 hours easy.
Don't start thinking that way.
I mean, but it.
But it's just happened. Unfortunately,
I was listening to Joe Rogan and Duncan Trussell talk, and he said, because both of them claim to have had like bad video game addictions, and they say
they don't say that.
Yeah,
they played Doom for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's not a video game addiction.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but
but yeah, I get what you're saying.
He said, Duncan Trussell said like he doesn't miss the video game, he misses the addiction part of the video game, to where it's like say you're going to school or you're going to work, when the thought of when you get off work you're playing, like you already know there's nothing else on your mind. It's when I get off work I'm ordering food and I'm playing, and there's something about I think this other doctor said that's where dopamine is actually created. It's like the waiting for it.
Yeah.
Like you're getting the dopamine is happening when you're thinking about when I get off, I'm ordering a pizza and I'm playing for 8 hours straight. Like I don't have that feeling ever.
Oh yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. Me neither. I never have that feeling.
Yeah.
my dopamine comes from creating rather than it comes from playing, which is like, my dopamine, if I'm in the middle of a 100-hour series and I'm on hour 30 and I'm like, oh shit, like something happens at hour 37, then I'm like, let's stream for 7 hours. Because at hour 37, we get to do this thing. And like that.
That's what you guys do. Like you'll have certain things that happen at certain hours.
Well, I'm thinking specifically for Apex and for Valorant. For Valorant, it took us 26 hours to unlock ranked play.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
It takes forever. So when we got there, I was like, fuck yeah. Now we can do ranked.
Now it's almost like a new journey starting now.
So that's what I get addicted to. But I do remember the days where I was like, I cannot wait to go home and play Modern Warfare Remastered.
Dude, I fucking miss those days so much. I would fucking, even in 2020, man, it was some, I really think Adderall did enough. My age and taking Adderall as much as I did, and just, I would never play a video game unless I was on it.
Yeah.
But even in 2020, I'd wake up, I would like, obviously not have food in my fucking apartment. So I would have to go get food, and I haven't ate in 3 days or some shit. So I go get food, and I'll take like 150 to go get, and I'll take 150 to go get food. And by the time I'm coming back, maybe take like another 90 or something. So by the time I'm home, I'm just anticipating like I'm gonna get home, take a few bites, and then I'm just fucking gaming for a few days.
Yeah, for
but it was like
hours.
Just that feeling of like sort of I guess maybe it's like a knowing what you're gonna do. Because these days it's just like I don't know. I mean, I have faith. I'm a figure it out. I have sort of one goal right now of what I'm gonna do, and that's just hopefully fucking eventually get shredded, and then I want to do like online, bring back my YouTube channel. Have a fucking a sort of a camera guy. I'll do some of it as well, and start like a. Like maybe like an online coaching, but it's going to be like a lot of fit. It's going to be like unhappy. It's not going to be the most bro bodybuilding, how to be fucking the best bodybuilding program ever. It's going to be more like try to start a community for like the depressed people and anxious people who don't ever want to fucking do anything and they hate their life. And it's like how to get out of this.
The biggest motivation I didn't go to the gym very long. Never have ever. The most I've ever gone was in Scuff House. And at one point, we're doing these, like the whatever those are, and I get to like, I don't know, 15 or whatever, and I'm fucking hurting, and you're like, you got 5 more, and I was like, I got no motivation out of that, zero motivation, and then you were like, think about how much you hate your ex, and I was like, banged out 5,
yeah,
and I was like, that is where. Because it's funny, but it's also fucking true. And
well, I'll think of even more fucked up shit. Like your mom's, if you're telling me if someone had a gun to your mom's head or something, like you can't, you wouldn't be able to fucking get this up, or you wouldn't do another one or something. So I don't, and I think it's good to kind of feel that anger sometimes and like push through the fucking struggle.
I'm sure
like
that's what
literally push. Force yourself to do it.
Yeah. I think like the way that you think.
I think it would resonate.
It would resonate for sure, especially with gamers that deal with, you know, things that you've dealt with in the past. I definitely think there is something there, but I do think people miss like the fucking funny ass content that you made like outside of that too. So I don't know.
And I'm sure you understand, is like, I wouldn't even feel like comfortable. Maybe if I started doing sort of the fitness stuff, like it's not gonna be me doing a fucking Pilates class. It'll be more so like a vlog.
Yeah.
But once I start vlogging again and I feel comfortable on camera again.
Yeah.
Because if I picked up a camera right now, I don't know how. Because there gets to a point where you just have the momentum and it's like you plan out in your head what sort of this vlog's gonna have, and it's like, you know, there's moments that you clutch up, fucking say something funny, and there's sort of this vloggy personality you come up with.
Yeah.
And I know I definitely do that, but I don't know if I think that'll come with time when I start eventually getting back on YouTube. I mean, like, that's I tell my girlfriend all the time, like, I'm either gonna get shredded or and like start my future and my like next sort of career path or like a career path along like being in this gaming content stuff, or I'm gonna be a loser. Like, I'd have no fucking choice. Like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And that's
you got a lot of opportunity now too. Like, that was the thing with like going more into like the business side of Optic, I guess. I mean, you just realize how many more opportunities we have now that we didn't have in the Scuff House.
Yeah.
Like, we have a fucking full
gaming
sales.
Or
we have
just
an entire sales team, a whole sales team.
Yeah.
So if you started doing workout videos, boom, that's another thing that they pitch for three months.
Yeah.
So now they're not just going to Pringles about the off season and the Flycast and two other videos. Now they can go to Game Shark and say, yeah, well, we have this.
You say Game Shark?
Yeah. No, not Game
Gym
Shark.
Gymshark,
sorry.
Fucking nerd.
Game Shark is a nerdy thing. Gymshark. And they're just like, yeah, we have this fitness guy and, you know, he's doing this and it's bam, bam, bam. Opportunity your way, you know? Like, yeah. There's just a bunch of.
I mean, that's pretty much. And it's the only thing I'm like sort of interested in. And it's like, I think that sort of. It just makes sense that like what I watch on YouTube and stuff besides Mr. Beast, it'll be like gym vlogs or fucking even my girl sort of into it. And like, we'll watch girl gym people and it's just these like fitness influencers. And it's like, it's genuinely what I don't know. I'm just sort of into and I don't really know why, but it's like the same thing where it's like back in the day, I'm watching people stream and I'm going into people stream and typing, what up, maniac? Or like I remember just going into like a few like popular streamers and I'll say something and the people in the chat, yo, maniac, maniac. And it's like I was in that sort of circle and it was I'm watching their streams or their YouTube videos, or if I'm playing H1Z1, I'm watching the best H1Z1 players playing Fortnite. I'm watching Ninja play with Drake.
Right.
So it's just, I was in that circle and it made sense. And now I just don't feel like I'm in that circle at all. I have no interest.
Maybe there's some sort of opportunity here. There's the Vlog Squad guy, his name is Ilya, I believe, started a protein, like a pre-workout company.
That's what I want to do.
And do you know who Jason Nash is? This is the reason I know about it. So Jason is like the older guy in the Vlog Squad.
The David Dobrik's friend?
Yeah.
He got kind of shredded.
He's like shredded now.
Yeah.
It's because
I thought he was a fucking like alcoholic crackhead guy. Like a crazy dude. Like I thought he was just David's like crazy friend. I would only see him sort of sometimes, but
really?
I saw that video of, I don't know if you saw it, but he had like a whole
video. I follow him on Instagram and I saw his he's like flexing. He has a fucking 8-pack now.
Yeah.
And it's because, Ilya started this like fitness thing and I don't think they've done anything in gaming yet. And then, you know, there's an opportunity. Maybe there's opportunity there because you have a bunch of connections in gaming that they might not have. So
yeah.
There's always, I feel like there's always opportunity, especially if you're going to put your, you know, best foot forward and do
shit.
Imagine you did what Ilya did with Jason, even if you're not doing it with them, with their company. Imagine you did that with gamers.
Yeah.
Like that shit would pop.
Formal one. Yeah.
Like if you made.
Formal wanted to, I just don't have faith Formal's going to stick to it.
I wouldn't say do it with a best friend.
Yeah.
Don't do it with Formal.
Bows.
I
bet if I got some, I mean, would it have to be like a known person?
Think about the video. The video is, the thumbnail is a before and after picture, bright backgrounds, you and a before and after picture of a famous, say you did it with Seth. Say Seth was still purple shirt Seth, skinny twig Seth.
Or just chubby tit Seth or something.
What, has there been a chubby tit Seth?
Kinda. I mean, he said he was like 215-ish.
Yeah, that's chubby.
I mean, that's, I'm 208 now, sure. So.
Anyway, imagine like a before
Seth
and after.
Seth, when he was fucking huge.
Yeah, no, well, Seth when he was like average size.
He was fucking size. Gross.
Yeah.
yeah, he was gross.
Yeah, no, that's so bad of him. just imagine a before and after picture of Seth, and it just says like, I took an, a gamer and or a I made a gamer work out for 100 days. Here's what happened, or something like that. Like, that has so much fucking potential, and especially you being funny in the cutscenes and stuff. It's like, pick it up. What, you don't want to be fat anymore? Like, shit like that. Like, you would be so good at that.
You're fucking pathetic.
That, like, you would be so, like, if you did it, say you did it. I mean, I would say Ace, but Ace is already like kind of shredded, getting shredded. But like,
I mean, when he takes his shirt off, he still looks gamerish.
Shit, what do I look like with my shirt off?
Dude, I feel bad about myself. But I
did
mean,
I tell you what I'm doing next year? I don't want
to. We can do it with you. I took a nerd dweeb gamer. I made him work out.
A fucking disgusting ass piece of shit. And I made him work out.
Made him work out for 100. That's actually, that's a good, like the 100 days.
100 days is
a.
100 days is.
Because I saw.
Meta right
I mean,
now.
I'm sure some fitness YouTuber got his cameraman to work out for 90 days. And it's all about what made theirs good, and I think it has a couple million views. And I feel like if I did one right, it would have a couple.
100%.
If I did one right, with like the a right,
but you don't
producer
start
to where
over.
We can map out like because there has to be almost like the process to where that there has to be the cutscenes at like 30 days in.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like you're checking in, you're doing updates, you're, there has to be and you a certain, like, programming.
You can't, the thing is you can't start over. I've seen some YouTubers, like, try to start over. You are already in the gaming scene. Yeah. So take what your passion is and apply it to the gaming scene. I mean, there are so many fucking things. I mean, I'm trying to think of other gamers that are even around here. Do it with Damon. I bet you Damon would do it. If you did it with Karma, I bet you he would do it.
Yeah, he was fucking...
And he used to be ripped back in the day, yeah.
I've definitely thought about that. Like, I watched this one fitness YouTuber take his cameraman do... He did a 90-day, has got a couple million views, and it's like, it's not like it was that entertaining, but it's just interesting to... Everyone loves, what Joe Rogan say, everyone loves, not a hero story... But someone who like fucks up their life and gets it back together. But not saying they fucked up their life. But
a redemption story?
Sort just like a come up.
Comeback.
Everyone loves a come up or a comeback or fucking anything. Like, it doesn't even necessarily have to be with like some famous guy. These guys did it with their cameraman. That's true, it was a pretty good.
Do it with Roger.
Yeah.
Roger's too busy, but you could do it with Charleston. It's just like people around the office, like they would love to do that too.
I was thinking, or I know Shawson's been going
if you
to the
do
gym.
It, I guarantee you. Actually,
I just
this is
want,
perfect.
I want to get shredded, so I have to be. I have to have my shirt off in the thumbnail.
Well, you can
not
do
as,
that.
Not as one of my first videos.
I almost guarantee you, if you actually were serious about this and you went up to Hector and pitched it to him, I can almost guarantee you he would do it. If you said a month, give me 2 months, give me 62 days. Let's work out for 62 days and then just for and say for a video. If you say for a video, he will do it. I almost guarantee it.
I agree and I think that would work. But for some reason, I have it in my head to where I need to look the part before I'm on camera telling someone.
I get it, but you don't have to. The thumbnail is Hector. The thumbnail's not you.
But it's me talking to Hex in these videos or fucking something like that.
Yeah. I mean, fake it till you make it. Mr. Beast wasn't Mr. Beast until he said Logan Paul 900,000 times.
Did he do that?
He sat on camera and said Logan Paul, Logan Paul, Logan Paul, Logan Paul, Logan Paul. And he counted to 100,000. Like, it's not like these masterminds
you
are
really
like,
said Logan Paul 100,000 times?
Yes.
I don't know. It's just because I feel like I get the cringe feeling when I'll see YouTubers or like trainers doing this the same. They're like training people and it's like they don't even look good themselves.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm like kind of strong. Like I'm getting in like decent shape. But like I genuinely want to.
But I'm telling you, you don't have to. You don't have to wait. Like, if we're going back to the Vlog Squad thing, like, I think I could be getting this all wrong. It could be, but the guy who started the fitness thing, he started it and was working out with one of his friends at the same time. And they both lost a fuck ton of weight. and started
did
this
company.
Did they
like vlog that process?
Yeah, they vlogged the process. See, and I feel then like they did it with Jason. Then they did it with Heath.
See, that's what I would almost want to like vlog my process starting now until I could get pretty shredded by January or the end of January, February. I'm pretty shredded. I have faith I can do that, but it's like I kind of want to vlog my process till then and then start
with
something
else.
Like it's almost like a planned out.
See, the goal, I feel like you plan out day to day to day to day, but like the goal should be, I think you should think if I were to do this, I would say I worked out twice a day for 60 days. Here's what happened. Vlog the entire process, and then make one video, and then boom, you've made your content. You've done what you wanted to do, which is get shredded. And the before and after, I mean, that is a trending potential video, especially because people already love you. So like, that's how I would think. Because that's kind of what we did on TST is like, for TST, we were making daily gameplay videos and they were getting 15K views at most.
But then
I was like, let's just try an 100 days video. We did it 100 hours of Apex video and it has 1.2 million views. Yeah. It's just because like you have to think virally and thumbnail-y before, like if you want, unfortunately, that's just how YouTube is.
No, I mean, and that's even the videos that I watch, it's those videos. I'm not watching the 15K
exactly
random shit that people are like, yo, we rip this from the stream, right, throw it up, or we got to do this random vlog. It's like even the vlogs I watch, it'll be like a few days of vlogging. It's not just even like sort of one day. It's almost like a journey. No, I agree. I need to, and I think my camera's on my dresser in my bedroom. I do need to pick it up and just start. I just need to get fucking serious, man. I'm sick of fucking talking.
Yeah.
I've talked for 7 years.
But the thing is like, I know you, like, I know you have it in you.
Everyone
around you knows you have it in you because not many people realize they have an issue, go to rehab one time and completely change their life forever. Like that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to anyone, but you fucking did it. So you, and like, when you put your mind to something, you're fucking good at it.
Yeah.
So you have it in you, and so we're all just waiting.
I know.
For when you do it. Have I told you what I'm doing next year?
No.
This is the only time I'm ever going to bring it up initially on my part. The only time, I promise.
Because, okay, before you start.
Okay.
Good. Because dude, it fucking drives me. The amount of shit I said I'm going to do this year, I said so many times, I'm going to be shredded by this. I'm going to be, and I'm saying it again. And it's just like, I have to just fucking do it. It's almost like I'm embarrassed of showing myself again, talking about the same shit again.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you said that you were 18, that you were going to be fucking shredded.
But you anyways. Have been shredded. Which
not
is
shredded the way I want to with my shirt off in the thumbnail, but I've been sort of, kind of. I've maybe had a baby four pack.
So, next year, starting January
1st. What are you going to do?
You're going to fucking hate this. Because everyone I've told has already hated it. But I'm going to go vegan all year.
January 1st?
January to December 31st. I'm doing
it. Are you dabbling in this? Or have you already told yourself?
I'm doing it. And I'm not doing it for
Is your girlfriend vegan?
No, she's diabetic. She's the opposite of vegan.
Like,
if she went vegan, she would die. if I
see, I hear that, and
but
I almost want to. I don't want to doubt you because I want you to achieve whatever you set your mind to.
But I'm not doing it for any reason other than a YouTube video. I went vegan for a year. Here's what happened. That shit could go crazy.
What if you start thinking like, do I have to do it for a year though?
I have to.
What if I just do 6 months? What if I do 90 days? What if I do a vegan for 100 days?
I would probably make one. I went vegan for 90 days. Here's what happened. Then I'll keep going.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to hate
that's
it.
That's hard,
but I'm gonna
man.
Try it.
Because you're a fucking, the amount of times I've seen you walk in with a fat burger from DoorDash or like.
Okay, well, we don't have to say it that way, but.
A big fat double cheese, well, you know, bacon,
interesting.
Extra sauce.
We don't have to go this far.
Double fries.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And a big large soda. Been soda's a few vegan. Times. Because I feel like you've never dove that. I went vegan one time. What you can't do when you go
you
vegan.
Went vegan.
I went vegan for a week. And all I ate was like frozen vegan foods, but all it fucked my stomach up more than it's ever been fucked up because in those vegan processed vegan foods, it's just like fake ass oils that like somehow make it taste better. Like it's fake chicken or some shit. So it's like, see, this shit's literally fucking built in a fucking lab. So it's like, of course this is fucking up my stomach. So you gotta do it like more naturally.
I've heard a lot of those like impossible burgers and fucking vegan, like all the vegan like processed stuff. I've heard you're not supposed to, like that's not what you're supposed to eat all the time.
Fuck no.
Those are supposed to be like, you eat them every once in a while.
Once a week or fucking something. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna go vegetarian in December so I don't fucking, in my body doesn't shut down in January, but then I'm going to try to go vegan.
You're only doing it for a YouTube video?
That's the only reason. I'm actually going to start the YouTube video as, I've always thought vegans were annoying, so I tried to be one for a year.
Really?
Yeah, I already got it planned.
You have that wrote down in a fucking... Dude, that would for sure bang as a video. It would for sure be hard as fuck.
I mean, I'm not saying it's gonna be fucking easy.
Have you fully thought about this?
Yeah, I've researched it, everything.
But the meals you're gonna be eating,
it's gonna be insane. A lot of beans.
You should just work out with it because you're gonna, I mean, every vegan is not shredded at all by any means. No. There's actually a lot of unhealthier vegan stuff because they make the fake vegan food is as unhealthy or unhealthier than like.
There's a lot of junk food that's vegan as well.
Yeah, like chips and
Lay's
shit.
Chips and fucking Oreos somehow Oreos are vegan. It's like, just because you're a vegan doesn't mean you're healthy.
Yeah.
But I don't care about being healthy. I care about being a vegan for the thumbnail.
Yeah. Which is most important.
Which is most important.
Damn, that's going to be fucking.
Plus, like an intro to a video that way. I've always thought vegans were annoying, so I tried to be one for you. That keeps the vegans, and it also keeps all the normal
people. They're
like,
all right, motherfucker. And then at the end, you're going to be like, I completely take back everything. I've never felt better mentally. I've lost so much weight.
What if I don't lose weight? And I'm just upset for
like
the first 3 months.
And you sell it to Netflix? Or it's a YouTube movie you buy for $2.
Plus, like, I guess in a life goal, like, it would just be like, I'll just for the rest of my life, I'd be like, yeah, I went vegan for a year and that was fucking interesting. Shit. You gotta go?
Yeah, I forgot to text Michelle that she was like, all right, I'll be there at 6. Cause I was like, I'm gonna do the flycast. This was at like 4:50.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm gonna do the flycast for an hour, then I'll be back. But
it's 6:10.
Well,
interesting.
We'll wrap this up.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Episode 570. Well, shit, man. Fucking. Hey, you guys heard it here first. We'll see. That's gonna be.
Yeah. So that's the last time I bring it up, though.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be.
Yeah, you don't want to be that.
I don't want to be a stereotypical vegan.
And same with me, man. I'm never bringing up being shredded. I'm never going to mention that I work out again. It's either I'm picking up a fucking camera, doing this, there's no need to talk about it. It just has to be done. Same with any other way. Literally the only way to success. It has to be done. Talking about it, fucking.
Yeah.
At least that's what Andrew Tate says. All right, guys. Thank you all for watching another episode of Fly Guys. E-Mac, Craig. 3, 2, 1, play it.